This is the Word of Truth broadcast, sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Shelton, Jr. speaking. We count on the privilege to be able to come into your home again today with the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God, as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in Psalm 37, beginning at verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut off, like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Let us pray. Our Father, how good and how gracious thou art, that thou would give us such a word to our own heart, to trust thee and to follow thee and look to thee, because thou wilt never leave us nor forsake us. And though the wicked seem to prosper in all of their ways, yet ours is yet to come. And we look for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. So we wait before you, that our hearts may be broken at thy feet, and we may look for that city with the expectance of faith, and that we may walk with thee, our Lord, looking to thee, trusting thee all the days of our life. Hear us and lead us and guide us, for it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest.
say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week, for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. Our heart greatly rejoices in what our God is doing in stirring up hearts and bringing souls to seek after Him by His almighty power. This I praise God for. Dear friend, would you like to have a part in this ministry? Well, write us and tell us that you're standing with us in prayer. That's the greatest contribution you can make to this ministry, is telling us that you're praying for us, that God will keep us broken at His feet, keep the Word going forth. He'll supply all of our need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I know He will. He has to this hour, and He cannot fail. Did you write for your free book that we're offering this month entitled Fair Sunshine? This is a book of character studies of the Scottish Covenanters in the 17th century. It's simply written. It tells the soul-stirring stories of men and women, young and old, who loved not their lives unto death and showed the victories of God's marvelous grace in the agonies of cruel torture and death. It's a study of those martyrs who gave their lives that you and I might have the gospel preached to us today. Gives the story of 13 men and women who suffered torture for the Lord they loved, the gospel they loved. They gave their lives unto death. I want to put this book in your hand. Will you write for it? It's free. Ask for it by name, Fair Sunshine, and we'll send it to you. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And now for God's message. We are led of the Holy Spirit to continue our messages on the warnings of Scripture concerning false profession of and false decision for the Lord Jesus Christ under our general theme of decision for Christ, what does it mean? In our last messages, we have been discussing with you the parable of our Lord found in Matthew 25, 1 through 13, concerning the five wise and the five foolish virgins. Let us again read this portion for our understanding. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go you out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. In this portion, our blessed Lord teaches us that false professions, false hope, or a false decision can be deadly. He states that a man can be deceived and all of his hopes be empty, vain and rotten. He shows us here that a person can make a profession, be waiting for the coming of the Lord. He can look like a Christian and act like a Christian and profess to be a Christian, and yet miss heaven at last because his hope is not that good hope through grace according to 2 Thessalonians 2. Now we've been endeavoring in the past weeks to show you that there are 7 marks that give valid proof that we are a true child of God, a wise person, or one of these wise virgins who has a good hope. And these are the marks that we've been trying to discuss with you. Listen to them. I said first that a good hope through grace is one that can be explained.
Second, a good hope through grace is one that is scriptural. Third, a good hope through grace is one that is built upon Christ and Him alone. Fourth, a good hope through grace is one that has made you a new creature in Christ Jesus. Fifth, a good hope through grace is one that has given you a hatred for sin. Sixth, a good hope through grace is one that has led you to repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And seventh, a good hope through grace is one that is sanctifying your life. We were enabled by the Holy Spirit to discuss with you these marks in the last weeks, and we have covered four of them. Briefly, I'd like to go over the four that we've covered. And I do this for a reason. I believe it's the Spirit leading to drive these truths home to our hearts, we may understand where we stand. I never get tired of preaching the Word of God and drawing the line of demarcation and preaching the gospel of the grace of God. All right, first, a good hope through grace is one that can be explained. Well, we read in 1 Peter 3:15, "Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Yes, you will be able to tell what God has done for you in Christ, as God has no dumb children. Second, we showed you that a good hope through grace is a scriptural one. It is based upon the promises of God in Christ. You see, dear friend, in salvation, the Holy Spirit writes the law of God upon our hearts. Therefore, the written word, the Holy Scriptures, speaks to our heart of the living Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the way the Holy Spirit reveals Christ unto our heart. This hope that we have is a hope based upon the scriptural teachings of God's Word. Remember, the hope which maketh not ashamed is never separated from God's Holy Word. Saving faith can only rest upon the living Word, Christ, as He is revealed by the Holy Spirit from the written Word. The third mark that we showed you, which makes us to know that we have a good hope through grace, is that it is built upon Christ and Him alone. You see, apart from Christ, we have no sure hope, for it is Christ in us that is our hope of glory. You see, the man who has a good hope through grace puts all his expectations of pardon and salvation in the reconciling and redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God. The man who has a good hope in Christ knows his own sinfulness. God has taught it to him by His Holy Spirit. He feels that he is guilty, wicked and lost by nature. He feels that he is an ill-deserving, undeserving, hell-deserving sinner. But he sees also from the Word of God that there is forgiveness through the Lord Jesus Christ by faith in Him and His cleansing and atoning blood. Therefore, by faith he cast himself with all his sins on Christ and rest only and in Him. You see, by faith, the sinner comes to rest completely on Christ and on His finished work, upon Christ and His all-prevailing intercession. Christ, in Christ only, is the foundation of the confidence of his soul, for he finds all that he needs for time and for eternity in the Lord Jesus Christ. I said that the fourth mark of a good hope through grace is that it has made you a new creature in Christ Jesus, for we read in 2 Corinthians 5:17 these words, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." You see, the blessed man who is now in Christ and possesses this good hope through grace is indeed a changed man. He now hates what he once loved, and that is sin, and loves that which he once hated, and that is righteousness and true holiness, for they proceed from a holy God. You see, my friend, the man that has a good hope through grace will show it in all his ways. It will influence his life, his character, and his daily conduct. It will make him strive to be holy. He will make him strive to be godly, conscientious, and spiritual. He will feel a constant obligation to serve and please him from whom his hope comes. He will say to himself, "What shall I give to the Lord for all his benefits to me?" He will feel, "I am bought with a price. Let me therefore glorify my God with spirit, soul, and body, which are his. Let me show forth the praises of him who hath called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let me prove that I am Christ's friend by keeping his commandments." Are you listening? The hope that does not make a man honest, honorable, truthful, sober, diligent, unselfish, loving, meek, kind, and faithful in all the relations of life is not a hope which is from God. No, it is a false hope. For anything short of this descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensuous, and devilish. This doctrine of carnal Christianity is of Satan, for it allows a man to have a hope of heaven while he indulges in all of his fleshly desires and lives for the world and the gratification of the flesh. My friend, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. God's word does not teach any such salvation that lets us go on in sin. No, it teaches us just the opposite, that a man who has a good hope through grace has become a new creature in Christ Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit in the new birth. And then I said, the fifth mark of a good hope through grace is that it gives you a hatred for sin. I want you to listen now. I said the fifth mark of a good hope through grace is one that gives you a hatred for sin. The psalmist said in Psalms 119, 113, "I hate every false way." And so does everyone who possesses a good hope through grace. He shows this hatred for sin by confessing it, crying out against it, fleeing from it, sorrowing over it, and pleading the blood of Christ against it. He hears the word of the Lord which says, "Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." He hears the word of God to flee sin, to flee idolatry, to flee fornication, to flee youthful lust, to flee covetousness. And therefore he resolves in his soul to abstain from all appearance of evil because he hates sin somewhat as God hates it. He doesn't hate it with that perfect hatred that God hates it, but he desires to. He desires to be finished with it because it's the plague of his heart. Watch it now. I want you to listen to me. You see, my dear friend, sin to the child of God is a hateful thing because sin was what put our blessed Lord to death on the cursed tree. Sin drove the nails in his hands and feet. Sin put the whip on his back. Sin pressed the crown of thorns upon his head. Sin drove the spear into his side. You see, it was sin that caused separation between Christ and his God and Christ and his Father. Therefore, should I love that which cost him his very life's blood? I say no. 1,000 times no. Let me flee from that false doctrine that says I can be saved and go on in sin and lap it up and love it and not flee from it with a hatred for it and abhorrence of it and hating myself because it comes now even into my mortal body against every desire that I have against it. I ask a question. Shall I play with and cuddle the gun that blew my little girl's brains out? Shall I play with and cuddle the deadly snake that put an end to my beloved one's life? Supposing a rattler would bite my beloved wife and in moments she'd lie dead. Do I take that wicked instrument of death and cuddle it to myself? And oh, isn't that a beautiful rattler? It's got 14 rattlers. Look at it. Isn't it a beautiful snake? I should say not. I would stomp it and stomp it and kill it and stomp it and cut it into pieces. I wouldn't cuddle it. And then, my friend, let me not play with. Let me not cuddle. Let me not love. And make excuses for sin, that abominable thing which God hates. I put my blessed Lord to death upon the cursed tree. Oh, no. Let me hate every false way. Let me hate myself for allowing sin to rule and reign in my mortal body. Let me flee from all that is not holy and righteous. I don't want to use the grace of God as a cloak of lasciviousness. Cuddle it and love it and play with it and make excuses for it. Away with it. I don't want it. I hate it. Because it cost my beloved's life at the cross. And the Lord Jesus Christ, my dear friend, is my beloved. Listen to the instructions from God's words on how we should hate and abhor sin. Proverbs 8:13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way, and to hate the forward mouth." God said to hate. Again in Proverbs 6, "These six things doth the Lord hate, and we to hate them. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren." Should I love these things? I'm to abhor them. I'm to hate them. And then the psalmist said, "I hate every false way. I hate every vain thought. I hate and abhor lying." And what does he love? "Oh, but thy law, O God, I love with the inward part." Again, we are admonished in Romans 13 to walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in strife and envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, but to hate it and abhor it and to turn from it is that cruel thing which put the Lord Jesus to death. Are you listening? We read in 1 Peter 2 these words, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Yes, we are to put away the things of our former life. We are to hate them, abhor them, and cleave only unto the Lord Jesus Christ all the days of our life, following after him and walking in that pathway of righteousness and true holiness. What did I say our fifth mark of a good hope through grace is? My beloved, it gives you a hatred for sin. Again, we read in Ephesians 5, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them." You see, dear friends, we are instructed here to hate these sins, abhor them, turn from them as we would the plague, and not be partakers with the wicked in their sins. Oh, my friend, I cry to God every day to give me a hatred for sin. I don't want it. It's the plague of my soul. I hate it in my own life. I hate to see it in others. And oh, how I hate to see it in those who profess to be followers of the children of God, be living in whoremongering and adultery and fornication, uncleanness, and lesbianism, and homosexualism, and say that they're children of God, or they're called to preach. Away with such foolishness that stinks in the nostrils of God. And yet I have known men in my lifetime, who preachers, who would weep and cry and pray. And yet all of this was for a outward show that they could go on in the cloak and the darkness, in their whoremongering, in their drinking, in their bitterness against God. Oh, God, deliver us from such a false way. We're to be like Joseph in Genesis 39, when he was tempted by Potiphar's wife to commit adultery with her. He said to her, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" So he got out of the house and fled from her. And beloved, that's what we're to do. We're to flee from sin. We're not to cuddle it. We're to flee from it. We're to hate it. We're to cut it off, cutting off right eyes and right hands. So let me hate every false way. Let me hate myself for allowing sin to rule and reign in my mortal body. Let me flee from all that is not holy and righteous. And let me ever give praise unto Him who hath delivered me from the power and penalty of sin, and who one day by His power and grace shall deliver me from its very presence. My friend, have you passed these marks so far? Do you have a good hope, a hope that can be explained? Do you have a hope that is scriptural? Do you have a hope built upon Christ and Him alone? Do you have a hope that has made you a new creature in Christ Jesus? And I ask you about this fifth one today. Do you have a hope that has given you a hatred for sin? Do you hate your former life, or do you love to talk about it and jest about it? It brings no reproach to your heart when you remember what kind of whoremonger you used to be, or a thief you used to be, or a blasphemer, or a covetous man. And you can go on laughing and joking about what you said you used to be, and yet you say you're saved. Oh, no, you're not saved. My beloved, you hate sin. You hate it. Like Jude said, you even hate the garments that are spotted by it. You want to flee from it and be done with it. Oh, may God take His word home to our hearts and give us in this hour a hatred for sin that we have never known before, crying unto God for mercy. My friend, would you like a copy of this message? We'd be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We're happy that you've been with us. Until this time next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.